This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.
In just a moment, you can open your Bibles with me, if you will, Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17, and we're going to read verses 8 through about 15 together, and then we'll pray, and we'll get right into the Word of God this morning. And so here we go. Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through about 15. Now, Amalek, hallelujah. you guys are awake this morning. I love it. Amalek came and fought against Israel at Rephidim. Now, Israel is a people of God, okay? Israel is God's people. It's a type and a shadow of us, you and I. And Amalek is a type and a shadow of the enemy that comes against God's people. In the Old Testament, there are types and shadows that point us and show us things all the way through. And so that's so again, in this narrative, Amalek is a type and a shadow of the devil or demonic forces that come against you, try to attack your life. And the people of God is a type and a shadow of you and I. Moses, verse 9, and Moses, someone say Moses. Moses is Pastor Moses. Moses is pastor of Israel, about a few million people, but he is the pastor, the leader of God's people. And we pick up the narrative here. Moses said to Joshua, choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God. Someone say the rod of God. The rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up. Hur, my God, some of these Bible names. I'm like, were his parents mad at him? I'm like, he's a male. Why are you calling him Hur? Anyway, that's all. So it's all good. Bad joke. All right, here we go. Moses and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel, the people of God, prevailed. And when Moses, or the pastor, let down his hand, Amalek, or the enemy, prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it underneath him, and he sat on the stone. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek. The people of God defeated the enemy and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this as a memorial. Put it on Twitter and put it on Instagram in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua that I utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek, the enemy, from under heaven. So the victory was won, and God said, as you trusted me, I'm blotting out the remembrance. God is so awesome that he's not just going to help us win the battle. He can even remove the stain of the memory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I believe God has a word for us this morning. Let's pray and get right into it this morning. Father, we thank you today for who you are. God, we thank you for your presence. And I publicly announce my utter and total dependence upon you and your Holy Spirit. I can do nothing without you, but God, I pray that this morning you would anoint me with fresh oil. God, I pray that you would anoint every listener in Jesus' name, every hearer to hear the word of God, to hear through my words and hear the words that you are speaking to us this morning. And God, by your grace, we purpose to be doers of your word and not hearers only. We thank you that we'll be stronger. We thank you that we'll be better. We thank you that even miracles, signs, and wonders are happening in the preaching of your word. God, we believe that you're still the God of miracles. Hallelujah. Come on, does anybody believe we still serve a God of miracles? And God, we give you praise and we give you glory for the victory that you have provided and that we choose to receive and walk in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Feel a little bit like an MC right there. Got a little rhythm real quick, you know. All right. I was just thinking about this the other day as I was studying. I was thinking about the psalmist and how if you ever read through the Psalms, David's kind of like the first and the greatest MC ever. You know what I mean? Like some, you know, there's all kinds of debate, like who's the greatest rapper, who's the greatest MC. Don't throw anything at the stage or anything like that, you know. But you know, who is the greatest rapper of all, greatest MC of all time. You know, it's not Biggie. All right. See, I know it's gonna get a little weird in here just for a minute, but it's not Tupac, or as white people call him, Tupac. All right. So, sorry, Pac, if you're watching from Cuba. I don't know. See, all the younger generation know what I'm talking about. All the adults are like, "What's that? Who's that?" going back to all right. It's funny, and you know, Eminem's not the best MC ever. Though they're all incredible. Anybody, Jay-Z's not the best MC ever, and Kendrick's not the best MC ever. If you really read the Bible, David is the original MC and the greatest rapper ever. Listen, David said this to Goliath. He said, "You come at me with sword and spear, but I'm going to come against you with the spirit of Almighty God." Listen to what he said. Diss track. I'm about to cut your head off and feed it to some birds. You know what I'm saying? Tupac was reading the Bible. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But when you read the Bible, you got to realize that this Bible is as relevant for us today as it was when it was written 2,000 years ago. You got to read it like there's life in it. You got to read it like God's talking to you. That God, not only reading it, but believing it. Someone say, believe it. And so we find ourselves now, Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. Here's what I believe the narrative is trying to explain to us. Every one of us has a destiny. We are destined for greatness. You are destined for greatness. No matter your age, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've been through, God has a plan for greatness for your life and for your family. If you believe it, say amen. You were created by greatness for greatness. This is who you are. But many times we start out excited, we're inspired, we're full of faith, and we believe that God has a great plan and God is going to do great things with it. But then trials and hardship and failure and disappointments, they enter our lives, and if we're not careful, that is when the enemy tries to attack us, tries to bring us down, like the Amalekites attack God's people at Rephidim. What do you do when you're at a place called the Rephidim in your life? Rephidim represents discouragement. It represents defeat. It represents frustration. God's people were in a place of discouragement, defeat, and frustration, and now the enemy comes in and begins to attack. What do you do when you're in that place in your life? And here's the answer. I believe Moses shows us that, number one, Moses gives us keys to victory in our life. And listen, the number one key to victory is that when Moses went up the hill, he had the rod of God in his hand. The rod of God is the word of God. The rod of God is significant of the word of God. So Moses shows us the first key to victory in your life is you're going to have the word of God in your life. In other words, the word of God is a weapon in your hand. The word of God protects you. Do you know that? The word of God heals you. Do you know that? No. You can't be quiet when I start talking about the word of God. I'll preach for 5 hours. We're talking about the ever-living, abiding word of Almighty God. The word of God heals you. The word of God transforms you. The word of God empowers you. The word of God brings faith to you. The word of God creates. When you speak the word of God into your life, it creates over your family. It creates over your children. It creates over your mind. Feeling going like I'm going crazy, but I declare I have the mind of Christ. You start speaking the word of God, demons start fleeing, and the word of God creates. In the beginning, God said, hallelujah, let there be light. And darkness had to run away from the light because the word of God is creative. When I speak the word of God, it creates realities in my life. I can look at realities of depression and speak the word of God that says, though sorrow lasts for the night, joy comes in the morning. And if I will speak the word of God consistently, the word of God will create those things in my life. There is creative power in the word of God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The word of God directs you. The word of God uplifts you. There is still power, wonder-working power in the word of God. If you believe it, somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. There is still saving power in the word of God. There is still healing power in the word of God. There is still delivering power in the word of God. There is still restoring power in the word of God. If you've experienced this, you could give God some praise right here.
There is still rescuing power in the Word of God. There is still washing power in the Word of God. There is still renewing power in the Word of God. There is still saving power in the Word of God. I'm glad that when I was in a pit, that God sent His Word and lifted me up and set my feet upon a rock. Because we don't, listen, I'm not reading the Reader's Digest. I'm preaching to you the unadulterated, ever-living, ever-abiding Word of Almighty God. Why don't we take about 5 seconds and shout some praise in here for the Word of Almighty God. I mean, don't do it if you don't believe it. But if you believe, the Word of God can change your mind. The Word of God can change your emotions. The Word of God can change your children. The Word of God can bring a miracle into your life. I'm telling you, there's power in the Word of God. It's the second service, but I feel like preaching here for just a minute. I don't care how long you've been down. I don't care how ugly it's been. My Bible tells me the Word of God is living and powerful. The Word of God is more powerful than depression. The Word of God is more powerful than sickness. The Word of God is more powerful than disease. The Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and of spirit. He sent His Word and healed me and delivered me of all my destruction. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I hid Your Word in my heart that I might not sin against You. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. There is still power with the washing of the water of the Word. I've been addicted. The Word can wash it off. I've been depressed. The Word can wash it off. Right now, the Word is washing some stuff off of you. Pastor, I'm having problems believing. That's okay, baby. Let the Word of God wash over you. Take that doubt out of here. Take that fear out of here and put some faith in you. There's power in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Everything changes when you hear the Word of God. Am I talking to anybody in this church who has says, Pastor, I have had to stand on the Word of God? When all hell was breaking loose in my life, I stood on the Word of God that says He works all things together for good for me who loves God and called according to His purpose. I feel like hell, but I'm standing on the Word. No. My family's going crazy and my kids are sexing and drugging and I don't know what's going on. But one thing I know, I'm standing on the Word that says me and my household shall be. I know Salinas is crazy and getting crazier, but I stand on the Word of God that He gives His angels charge concerning me to guard me in all my way. Somebody, why don't you praise God with them? Oh, our household is about to be saved. I feel something moving on the inside that's about to show up on the outside. Someone shout yes. Shout yes. Oh, it feels good to say yes. Because the devil's been telling you no. No, you're not going to be happy. No, you can't be anointed. No, you're not called. No, it's not going to work. But I came to church to call the devil a liar and say yes. Can anybody in this church just say yes? Because there's power in the Word of God. Have you ever had to stand on the Word of God that says, my God shall meet all my needs according to His riches in glory, even when there's bills stacked up on the table? You walk over to the bills and you say, I'm going to give you a new name. Your name, MasterCard, is paid. PG&E, your name is? Debts, your name is? I feel like my name is, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. This church got too much flavor. I'm white and got flavor. I go to different churches and preach like, oh, white boy got flavor. A lot of white people with flavor, but they suppress it by listening to country music. Hallelujah. So it's good. That's a joke, people. That's a joke. But have you ever had to stand on the word when it didn't look like it was happening, but you chose to stay with it? Have you ever felt like giving up while you're standing on the word of God? And it looks like your financial, family, whatever situation, getting worse. But you choose to keep on standing on the word of God. And you see God come in and bring breakthrough to your life. Have you? Right? Right? All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. All the single ladies like, I'm believing, I'm standing on the word. Believing God for my husband. Believing God for my Boaz. But I haven't met Boaz yet. I just met broke ass. I met lazy ass. I met unemployed ass. I met sorry ass. But I haven't met my Boaz yet, but I'm standing on the word. That's some good stuff. I don't care who you are. That's good stuff right there. The good news is, church, is that there's still power in the word of God. And that if you choose to stand on the word of God and don't give up, God is watching over his word to perform it in your life. Someone say amen. Now, so then, that's the first key to victory. First key to victory is that, yes, I got some of y'all. You're going to be thinking about that on the way home. Hallelujah. Someone's like, I'm sitting next to one. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Come on, call your husband your Boaz, your mighty man of God. Amen. I said amen. Call those things that be not as though they are. And if they are already that way, praise God for it. So number one, that we've got to have the word of God, the rod of God in our hands. We've got to be speaking the word of God. We've got to be believing the word of God. We've got to be listening to the word of God. Someone say amen. And so that's why you got to be listening to podcasts, man. Download the app. Get the app. Listen to the podcast. Keep yourself full of faith. It's amazing. The word of God is a mood-altering substance. So you listen to the word of God, it'll change your mood. You got to stick with it. Amen? Number two, the second key that Moses gives us to see victory in our lives is that he had his hands raised. And some believe that it was prayer. Some believe that it was intercession, and that's good. But I believe every time you see hands raised in the Bible, it's significant of praise to God. So Moses shows us, number two, that if you're going to see victory in your life, you're going to have to be people who praise God through the battle. Praising God through the battle. And so here's what I mean by that. Paul and Silas at midnight, they'd been beaten. They're in prison. We know the story very well. At the midnight, the very darkest part of the night, they started singing praise to God. And the Bible says suddenly there was an earthquake in the jail, but it wasn't a normal earthquake. Because praise will cause stuff to start moving in your life. I feel like there could be an explosion of praise in here. And, I love this because when they begin to praise, stuff begin to move. And the Bible says this wasn't a natural earthquake, because a natural earthquake doesn't make everybody's chains fall off and everybody prison doors open. So this was a supernatural God earthquake that came into the building. When they began to praise their God, God began to move on their behalf. And everybody's chains got loose and everybody's doors got open. I found out that praise will open doors that no man can shut. I found out that praise can cause bondages in your life to begin to fall off of you, but you got to make the decision to praise God through the battle. Anybody can praise God in good times. But when times get difficult and times get rough, we've got to be reminded that I need to be praising God through the battle. Because it's when I praise God through the battle that God begins to move in my life. I remember when my grandpa Forbes, he went home to be with the Lord. He died very peacefully, went home to be with the Lord in his sleep. And my grandma got to, she woke up the next morning and discovered what was going on. It was beautiful in one way, because he went home without sickness. He went home without disease. Someone say amen. But there's obviously the sense of loss. There's the sense of loss. And so I remember going over to my grandma. My grandpa was very, very close to me. He brought me lunches all through school, picked me up, took me places. He was my tutor. He was my ride. He was all kinds of stuff for me. All growing up, he'd take me to Little League games, all these amazing things. He was really the greatest example of Jesus outside of my parents that I had ever seen. He always showed me love and always believed in me and always spoke good words over me.
And so I get the phone call, and we rush over because he's still there. And so we pray as a family. And so it was a beautiful thing that he went home to be with the Lord without any problems. But then you face the process of walking through the grief of not having Papa here with the family anymore, that we're going to see him one day. Come on, somebody. But we don't see him today. And so we began to do that. And I remember my grandma said, she said, "Baby, I just haven't been able to sleep. I just haven't been able to sleep since Papa went home to be with the Lord." And she said, "But one thing I do," she said, "one thing I do, I just, when I can't sleep in the middle of the night, I'll get up and I'll just walk the floor and praise God." And she said, "As I'm praising God," she said, "that pit in the bottom of my stomach and that pain that's so bad that I can't even eat anything," should all of a sudden, as I praise God, that pain begins to leave. And she said, "Peace begins to fill my house, because when I praise the Lord, it begins to set the stage for God to move." Hallelujah. And so when you praise God, it begins to do things. It allows God to come in to your situation. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 22, it says, God inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. Am I talking to anybody in this church who has any experience in praising God through the battle? No, I asked you a question. Have you ever had any experience praising God through the battle? And listen, here's what I mean. Praising God when it hurts. Hallelujah. Praising God when you don't feel like it. Praising God when you don't understand. Praising God when you're confused. Praising God when you're hurting. Praising God when you don't understand how the situation is ever going to turn around. Praising God in the midst of the situation. But you just say, "I don't care how it feels. I don't care how it looks. I ain't got no other answer anyway. I'm making a decision every day to walk up and down my hallways praising God in the midst of my battles." Hallelujah. Because I found out that when I praise him, it sets the stage for him to do a miracle in my life. Hallelujah. Here's what I'm saying. When you praise him, he comes. Oh God, I gotta say that again. When you praise him, he comes. Healing comes when you praise him. Deliverance comes when you praise him. Peace comes when you praise him. He inhabits the praises of his people. And I'm telling you, when you choose to praise him in the middle of the battle, praising God in the battle is a demonstration that you know the devil's already defeated. I wonder if there's anybody in this church that can take about 5 or 10 seconds. Wait a second. I'm going to give you a second. I'll give you a chance in a second. But say, "You know what? I don't care what my neighbor thinks." Because I found out praise does not consider my neighbor's response. Praise considers my God's response. Now, let me ask you this. Are you believing God for it? Who's believing God for some things in your life? Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to picture what you're believing for, put that into the hands of God, and picture that need already met. Okay? Now on the count of three, we're going to praise God through the battle. We're going to praise God in the midst of the battle. And watch, we're about to see some miracles in here today. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. I need to give you like on the music when they would put parental advisory, explicit content. I want to give you a warning. Don't get up in just a few seconds and praise God if you want to hold on to your problems. But if you are ready to say, "Devil, enough is enough. And my praise is my declaration and demonstration that I believe my God has given me the victory," then on the count of three, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Now, to praise God, you got to open your mouth. To praise God, you got to say, "You are awesome. You are mighty. I'm about to magnify the Lord. I'm about to praise the Lord." And as I'm praising it, because the Bible tells me that when we praise him, the walls of Jericho fall down. There's some stuff about to fall down. There's some bondages about to be loosed. There's some jail doors about to be opened, because my God is able to do it. On the count of three, if you want to praise your God and see greater victory, then you can do it. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Give your God some praise. Hey, come on, praise him. Oh.
Come on, praise him because he's faithful. Praise him because he's mighty. Praise him. Come on, it's your turn. You praise. You lift your voice. You give him praise. You are mighty. You are holy. Hey, hey, somebody's getting healed right now. Come on, praise him. Somebody's getting healed right now. Praise him. Pain is leaving somebody's body. Praise him. Woo, come on, we're there. Come on, we're there. We're there. Financial breakthrough is happening. Praise him. Praise him. Come on, take it up another level. Give him praise. Give him praise. Whoa. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. God, I praise you that I have breath in my lungs. God, I praise you that I got clothes on my back. God, I praise you that I have a sound mind. God, I praise you that my kids love Jesus. God, I praise you in the midst of the battle. I praise you that it's turning all the way around. Come on, somebody give God a shout of praise right now. No, 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 we're not there. Lift it up another level. Give him praise.
Hallelujah. All right, now listen. Listen to this. Listen to this, church. Listen to this, church. I found out when I start praising him, I don't want to stop. You hear me? When I start praising him, I don't even want to stop. Because I found out praise, when I start praising him, I found out that's where I really belong. When you start praising God, you find out what true life is really about. Now, I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. Listen, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, let us magnify the Lord together. Ooh. Hallelujah. God says sometimes in order to praise, you got to think back on what he's already brought you through. Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side? Now listen to me. It says magnify the Lord. Now listen. You remember when you were young? Now stay right there because we're going to praise him. You remember when you would take a magnifying glass? And if you were a little demented, you would get the sun right on top of those ants. I mean, I would burn leaves. I was a pyromaniac. Ask my dad. I was crazy. I mean, the cops were always coming to our house. There goes pastor's kid again. Hallelujah. I was always on probation. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I'd do crazy stuff. And I would take the magnifying glass. I'd burn leaves. I'd burn sticks. It was fascinating to me that I could take this huge sun and magnify the sun's power. I could focus the power of the sun to exactly what I was magnifying. I found out magnify means make bigger. You can't make God any bigger than he already is. But when you magnify God, it makes God bigger to you than your problem. I wonder if there's anybody in this church that says, God, whatever I'm facing, I magnify you. You are bigger than the problem. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen, listen. Praise sets the stage for God to do the miracle. So when we come in church, we shouldn't come in and go, I hope they sing a good song. I hope so. Because little praise equals little things. But great praise equals great things. So you could say the size of your praise determines the size of your breakthrough. The size of your praise determines the size of your breakthrough. Now, I know the flesh wants to sit down. I know the flesh is uncomfortable.
But I want to take about 30 seconds, and I wanted you to go, okay, the size of my praise determines the size of my breakthrough. Okay, okay. So you praise God proportionate to how you want to see him show up in your life. Because the Bible, David said, I lifted my voice, and the Lord heard my prayer and answered my prayer. So your voice is your address. All right? All right? So on the count of three, you just give God praise in proportion to what you want to see him do in your life. Nobody's going to be looking at you. Nobody's going to be thinking about what you're doing. We all got our eyes on Jesus. We're about to magnify the Lord. We've already seen miracles, but we're about to see God do some other things. One, two, three. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on, glory! Hallelujah! 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 Oh! Come on, he put a new song in my mouth. He put a new song in my mouth. Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. Woo. Praise him for every need that he's met. Praise him for every prayer that he's answered. Praise him for every good thing in your life. I bet you God, come on, we're not on our way to hell. We're on our way to heaven. Give him some praise. Hey, 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 I heard God say there's some stubborn demons having to leave right now. I don't know if you heard me. There's some stubborn demons about to leave your life. Hey, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, my, 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 my. Mighty and, Jesus, you are greatly and greatly to be praised. Greatly and great, great and greatly to be praised. Oh, my, 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 my. You know what I just heard the Lord say? There are scales in heaven. There are scales in heaven. Come on, don't leave that atmosphere of praise. Don't leave that right there. I got a bunch more stuff. I'm talking about stupid revelation I wanted to give you, but God says, no, 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 right here. Right here's where the breakthrough is. Ah, right here's where the breakthrough is. Oh, my, 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 my. There's scales in heaven. Scales in heaven. And when the scale gets tipped, when the scale gets heavy on one side and gets tipped, there are blessings and favor and manifestations of God's goodness that fall out of heaven and into... Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 And I believe I've heard the Lord say, oh, God. Oh, God. Woo! Oh, my, 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 my. My, my, my. I heard the Lord say the scales are about to be tipped, and praise will tip the scales in your favor. Praise will tip the scales in your favor. I don't know who's been in limbo. I don't know who's been thinking. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if it's not going to work. But God says praise will tip the scale in your favor. Somebody shout, yeah! Oh, Jesus, I know it's feeling Pentecostal up in here. It's feeling Spirit-filled up in here. Somebody says, I wish God would give me a dance. Bible says, praise God in the dance. Praise Him on the cymbals. Praise Him on the cymbals. Praise Him on the cymbals. Bass, bass, bass. Bass, bass drum, bass drum. Praise Him on the cymbals. Praise Him on the cymbals. While He's playing, the walls are falling. The walls. Hey, hey. I don't know who I'm talking to in celebration, but somebody ought to give your God a crazy. Praise Him. Hey. I declare in the name of Jesus, Selena shall not go to hell. Selena shall be saved. Oh. Praise Him on the strings. Praise Him on the strings. Do something that the Holy Spirit. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Say. Praise Him on the strings. That's it. Whatever you feel in. Come on. Keep your hands raised. Oh. When David played, tormenting spirits would leave Saul. As he's praying, tormenting spirits are leaving your life. Of an almighty God coming in this place. Bass drum. Now listen to this. Listen to this. You see what I'm talking about? You start praising Him. Nobody wants to stop. Look up at me. You know why now you want to praise Him and you didn't when we began? Because when we began, you were in the flesh. The flesh just wants to be fed. Feed me. Feed me, Pastor. Get in my belly. Come on. Didn't get the reference. Okay, good. But when you move out of being in the flesh and all of a sudden your spirit man begins to rise to ascendancy in your life, all of a sudden the reality of your God becomes bigger than your problem. And He begins to show you how mighty He is, how powerful He is, that He can do anything in a moment of time. It's just time for us to raise our faith and raise our praise. Hallelujah. Now listen to this. Hallelujah. When Tony started playing on these cymbals and on that bass, the Lord said, that's moving the big things out of the way. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to, but just listen what God said. God says, now you think that can't happen? Remember when David started playing, they said, King Saul's tormented by an evil spirit. They said, but I know a man who plays skillfully, anointed. Bring him into the palace. That's why we got to quit just trying to get better and get competent. You need to do that. But what you need to develop is your anointing.
Because every mama has an anointing, and every daddy has an anointing, and every son and every daughter and every student has an anointing. And if you quit trying to develop your game and start developing your anointing, it could bring you before kings and queens. You could change nations because of the anointing that's on the inside of you. They brought David into the palace, and when David played, that evil spirit had to loose its hold. So anointed playing moved evil off of people. So God said, as he played, that moved the big, heavy things out of the way. And when I heard Alan begin to play, there was a sharpness to the sound of it when he started. And God says, this is going to remove the sharp things. So I don't know what that means to you, but sharp things cut.
Oh, God.
Just begin to play. Whatever. Listen. Just soft kind of behind me, but just play. Because I believe. Come on, anybody sense the Lord in this place? I believe that whatever. Hallelujah. The shield of faith quenches every fiery dart of the wicked one. The sharp things of the enemy that bring wounds to the inside. I declare right now, in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, in the presence of Almighty God, that there are sharp things being removed, wounds being removed. Come on, you got to receive this by faith. Father, I receive it right now by faith. Those sharp things that have wounded my soul, wounded my emotions, wounded my heart, and kept me from serving you the way that I know that I should. I thank you, Father, you're removing those things in Jesus' name. Removing those things in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Sharp things being removed right now. Jesus. Family issues. Marriage issues, that there have been betrayal, there's been hurt, there's been sharp cutting words and actions that have hurt you and stunted your growth. God said, if you'll receive right now, there's an anointing to remove those things. Jesus' name. Come on, just lift your hands to Him right now. We're almost done. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, you are so good. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh. Alan, if you have anything to sing, you can sing now. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus, I believe your promise. You will never leave. I believe your promise. You will never. I believe your promise. You'll never leave.
Healing's happening. Come on.
I believe your promise. You'll never leave, Jesus. You'll never leave. I believe your promise. You will never leave. You'll never leave. I believe your promise. You'll never leave. You'll never leave. believe your promise. You will never leave. You will never leave, Lord. Yes, I believe.
I believe
it. Oh, I believe it, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe in your name.
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I believe in, Lord.
We believe it, Lord.
I believe, Lord.
We believe, Lord.
I believe in your healing, Lord.
Ah.
I believe in your freedom, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I believe that you set us free in this place this morning, God.
Hallelujah.
I believe that you deliver us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God, from every pain, every addiction, Lord.
Hey.
I believe,
hey.
Lord God, that you're here in the hard moments, Lord God. I believe, Lord. Oh, I believe it, Jesus. I believe it, Lord. Oh, I believe you're right there. You're right there when I need you most, Lord. Oh, you're right there when I need you most, Lord God. Oh, you're right there. I believe it, Lord. Even though if it doesn't look like it, Jesus. I know that you set us free, Lord God. You've healed us, Lord God. By your blood, by your blood, by your blood, Lord. Oh, we believe, Lord. Oh, we believe, Lord. We believe it, Jesus. We believe it, Lord.
Come on, just lift your hands to him. Jesus, we thank you. Someone say, I believe. Someone say, I believe Jesus is my Savior, is my healer, is my deliverer, is my rescuer, is my restorer, and I receive by faith this morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said, one more time, give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Why don't you find your seat just for a moment before we dismiss? Hallelujah. I pray that this changed the way that we come to church. I pray that this changed the way that we come to church. That even though that we have busy weeks and we have things going on, I just heard the Lord say, if you'll let me, I'm putting things back in order. I hear God say, there's been some things in your life that have been out of order and you've been asking the Lord how to get them back into order. Today is the beginning of the Lord putting things back in order. The way that you put things back in order is get your focus back on Him. Get your focus, your heart, your faith back on Him. And magnifying Him, hear me, and He'll begin to put things back in order. Amen? I said amen. Celebration is not just a name. Celebration is who we are and what we do. We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate who God is in our lives. Now, the reason I say this, and I don't want to take too much time. There's just such a flow here. It'd be easy to just flow with this, but I want to do what the Lord wants to do with the time here. But this should change the way that we come to church. Because if you really believe that praising your God sets the stage for God to do mighty things in your life and in the church's life, then we would show up early. And if we don't see very many other people praising, we're going to be praising. Come on, what happens if God gets a whole church praising God? In other words, little praise equals little things. But great praise equals God doing great things. So keep this in your heart. Let the Holy Spirit remind you when we come to church. Be here, man. Be here. Be here early. And I didn't get into the rest of the message. I don't know how we'll do that, but we'll figure out a way.
This podcast is brought to you by Pastor Terry Green and Celebration Church in Salinas, California. For more information, you can visit us on our website at celebrationchurchsalinas.cc.